to another episode of Kyan and Jay.
G'day. We hope you had a nice week.
Yes, we do.
Look at us with film. Advancing in the world.
Don't know why I'm doing the Madonna. Is it?
Like the Vogue Vogue.
Yeah. Vogue, Vogue. Anyways, yeah. we're trying out this new thing and I think it's going to be fun to edit. Yeah.
Very fun. Well, today we've got a fun topic at hand. We're going to talk about poems and read each other some of our own poems because we are artistes. Then we'll go into Word of the Week, see what word we can't stop saying this week. TikTok trendings after that. Straight into horoscopes. We'll let you know your predictions for the week. And music news. We'll let you know what's been going around the music world. And of course, Crocodile Tank. We let each other know some songs, see if we like them.
As you know, it's poem month. And I personally don't have any idea how to write poems because I dropped out of high school. I don't think I paid attention in English. And, you know, we're in the age of AIs and intelligence, artificial intelligence, if you will. So why don't we abuse it and use it to generate poetry, to read them to each other and you?
Yeah. School would be so easy, just as a side note, because, like, AI does everything. Anyway.
Duh.
It's so easy these days.
So what order are we doing it? Are we doing it like...
I've got like a random one first.
As in like about me or about...
About random stuff.
Okay, yep, let's do the random stuff. I did not do that.
This one's called pizza. I cannot help but stop and look at crunchy tacos. Do tacos make you shiver? Do they? A beer, however hard it tries, will always be fluffy. Now that's just the thing, to get me wondering if the beer can sing. Pay attention to the meatball. The meatball is the biggest dish of all. Plonk, said the meatball, and plonk, then plonk again. Pizza by Jade.
I'd put that in a book.
Do it.
Yep.
It's my biography pretty much done.
Exactly.
Yep.
Exactly. Well, that leads me on to my AI-generated poem for Jade. It says, my podcast co-host and best friend, Jade. Jade is my best friend. Jade does my podcast with me. She's sweet, loving, kind. She listens to me. She waits for me. She protects me. She helps others. She stands up for herself. She acts crazy sometimes. She swears sometimes.
That's sometimes is important there.
She's beautiful inside and out. She brightens my day. I love her so much. She's not perfect. She's not pretty. She's not smart. She's not rich. And she would not leave.
Oh, my God.
Look, it actually says it.
She's not perfect. She's not pretty. She's not smart. She's not rich. Wow. That's humbling. Jesus. It was so nice. And that's poetry.
She will not leave.
She will not leave. Oh, my God. What a savage.
My podcast co-host and best friend, Jade. Bye, Kyan.
That was very lovely. Thank you. She will not leave. This is my haiku about Kyan. Darkening, nighttime, before funny Kyan yells, whilst watching the Jade. A haiku by Jade.
What does the haiku spell? Wait, no, that's an acrostic poem. See, this is why I have an AI. I have a limerick. Apparently about you.
I'm excited.
There was a woman from Gonives who liked to go for long drives. On each snowy day, the woman would say, oh, how I miss Gonives.
What a poem.
What can I say?
So deep.
Basically, like, Mozart was me. Hang on, that's music. Who's a writer?
I'm trying to think of one that's not, like, cancelled. It's So first thought was J.K. Rowling, but she was a bit... Ew.
Ronald Dahl. He could never... You know Ronald Dahl?
Ronald Dahl?
Dr. Seuss. I could write... Dr. Seuss... You know what? Just leave the joke.
Something about Dr. Seuss.
I'm better, basically, yeah. Right.
This is one I wrote about you. I think it's really good. It rhymes.
Mm-hmm.
See the yelling of the goblin? I think she's angry at her job, Lynn. Don't you see her exploding near the car? I think she'd like to drink the bar. She is but an afraid kyan, admired as she sits on a lion. Her weird car is Lightning McQueen. It needs no gas. It runs on figurine. She's not alone. She brings a cat, a pet rat, and lots and lots of shat. The rat likes to chase the cat, especially that one that's in a hat. The goblin shudders at the long kyan. He wants to leave, but she wants the dying. Poetry. That's called The Goblin Kyan by Jade.
I'm so glad that we could have experienced that. I think that that was a work of art, Jade.
Thank you. I'm very proud of it, actually.
And I'm very proud of you, Miss Ganives.
I'm really proud of my sitting on a lion line. Mm, I was like, what rhymes with Kyan? Lion.
Did you actually write lion?
Yep.
I give it an A. Okay, so I have this one.
Mm-hmm.
It's about you. Surprise, surprise.
I'm excited.
Jade, you're so afraid. Your laugh reminds me of a blockade.
Oh.
You have bad taste in music, and yet you are poetic. Though this message may seem strange, you should stream SZA's new album, SOS.
Poetry. It's amazing.
I love how my brain left the chat when I was reading that.
Yeah.
My brain left the chat when I was reading that.
Is that a poem? Dr. Seuss who? He could never.
Wait. Yeah. Oh my God, she has another.
I have another, everyone. So I know you said limerick before, but I'm going to say limerick. And people can let us know which one's right.
I'm pretty sure it's limerick. Give me my lime.
I want some lime, Rick.
Lime lips.
This one's about Kyan again.
Wow, so creative.
There once was a girl who likes cats. She said, look at my fantastic bat. Her name was Kyan. Why you always lying? She couldn't say no to Brian. A limerick called Kyan by Jade.
I have two poems about our podcast. I thought I would spruce things up. You're like, I haven't come prepared for this. So I have this one.
Mm-hmm.
Why you should listen to the Kyan and Jade podcast. We bring you news. We bring you funny. We bring you weird. We bring you stories. We bring you poetry. We bring you entertainment. We bring you the Kyan and Jade podcast.
That was beautiful.
Thank you.
Wow.
I'm really emotional. I'd like to thank my mum for getting me here. Do you have another one?
I do have another one. This one is about Kyan and Jade podcast.
Oh, so you did come prepared.
I came prepared. Call me Scotty from Prank Patrol.
Oh.
So, this is the acrostic one.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Kyan and Jade. Okay, cool. Kyan and Jade, you won't need to trade. Awkward and funny, not supporting the gunny. Are you into music news? Never mind if it makes you snooze. Do you like horoscopes? Jade and Kyan raise your hopes. Ass and titties, dick and bitties, every Wednesday from 5 p.m.
Did you actually write that yourself? Yeah. I thought you did.
I like the ending.
I was looking at you with such concern. You'll see in the playback. I was like... And then you said horoscopes and I was like, okay. Well, that's us for Poem Week month.
Mm-hmm. You can buy all of those
Link in bio. Yeah,
we're releasing on Audible soon.
Yeah, link in bio.
Yep.
Link in bio. Let's move on to word of the week. What's your word of the week, Jade?
My word of the week is thump. Like, I'm going to thump you because there's this girl on TikTok called Tate. I can't remember her last name, but her name's Tate. She's got lots of tattoos. She's like a young mum. And she's always like, I'm going to thump them. And I just thought I could thump you. I'm going to thump you. So now all week I'm just like, you want to thump in? Like, I'll thump you. What have you been saying?
Give me my lime.
Give me my lime.
Have you heard of the lime lips trend?
No.
It's just this random ass trend where something will be happening and it's just like, and it's like lips that are the colour of lime with a lime in the mouth and they squish the lime. And just like it will be happening in random videos. But it started out because it was like my little sister drew this drawing and it's a picture of a girl with lime and things, and it says, yeah. Give him a lime.
I've seen that photo, actually.
Yeah, so that's where it all originated from.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah, give him a lime. Let's move on to TikTok trending.
Give him a lime.
Well, obviously, that's been on my TikTok For You page.
Mm.
It's give him my lime. What's been on yours?
I have had a lot of Billie Eilish stuff because she's in a movie. She made her debut in Donald Glover's like series or movie, Swarm, which is on Prime, whatever that is.
Like, I'm going to go on that.
But yeah, it's her debut in a movie. Donald Glover, who is Childish Gambino, he is very well known for doing movies and stuff. And everyone's like obsessed with Billie Eilish in this because she's like portraying someone like a psychopath sort of. And then there's like this one clip going around where this girl's like, and I looked in the carpet and I like the milk was spilt. And then Billie Eilish is like, what colour was the milk? And she was like, red. And then Billie's like, did you kill someone? And then the girl's like, oh no, did you hurt someone? And then the girl's like, yeah. And then she's like, very good. And that is just like going around in different edits.
Interesting.
Mm, I really want to watch it though, because I love Billie Eilish.
Love good Billie Eilish.
Billie Eilish.
Anyways, something that's been on my For You page is, I don't know, have you seen Custom Wood Burning?
No.
It's just this random TikTok account where she does lives and she just speaks funny and just gets really mad at everyone. It's so funny. And people get on, they're like, can you please make a custom wood burning piece for like my brother? He died. He was shot. Yeah. And she's like, oh my God, that's so horrible. Everyone stop sending the cowboy hats. Like, you know, and she's like, starts writing. I said, what was his name? And it's like, Hugh. Okay. Yeah. And what's his last name? Janus. And she goes, oh. And like blocks them off of the line. It just continuously happens. And it's the funniest thing ever. People are just back doing it again. Every now and then it goes through like pages where it like comes and leaves of my For You page. But yeah.
They're back on it.
Yep. Gotta love them.
You know what else I've had a lot of? Well, not a lot of. A few videos of Kim Kardashian's garden. Because aerial shots of their house, like it's obviously a massive mansion, big outdoor area. And then like 200 meters to the left of their house is just this big circle. And everyone was like, what is that? And then there were speculations that it was Kanye's, like, Sunday service Easter spot because people could see, like, bars and stuff, so they assumed it was seats for, like, a big arena of people, sort of. But then some place or some news place did, like, an article about Kim's garden, and it's literally just, like, the world's biggest garden, and she has every single vegetable in there. Literally every single one. But also, it's so far away from her house. I don't understand how she's actually getting there to, like, maintain it. Obviously, she's not maintaining it. She'd have people for that. But, like, it's so far away from every... Anyway, world's biggest garden, if you want to check that out. Kim Kardashian's garden.
That is so weird.
I know.
What the fuck, Kim? It's honestly her, like, last claim to fame.
Yeah.
Because she's just, like, falling off so much. She's like, I've got a garden and it's big.
Yep, she has to stay relevant somehow. She's like, guys, I'm humble like you. I also grow stuff.
I've got a garden. It's the biggest one in the world.
Yeah.
Not to flex or anything, but I also have, like, 5 Lamborghinis.
Yeah, not to flex.
And a Maybach. And a Bentley.
Yep.
And 5 Range Rovers.
And probably a plane. Which brings me into another thing that's been on my TikTok a lot. Missing plane videos, people like tracking them down and then going into Google Earth and like zooming into that spot, and there's literally wreckage of a plane in that spot. And it's just opening up all these conspiracies because it's like, if we can find it, why couldn't the investigators? Like, what actually happened, you know? Everyone's like, there's something more sinister here, because if we can literally find it on Google Maps, what excuse do the investigators have? So that's going around as well. And a big one was MH370.
That was the one that just disappeared.
Yeah, yeah. So apparently if you follow the flight radar, it like goes ding, ding, ding. And then when it's meant to go the next ding, it actually dings back in this one. And then they crashed in that one little radar spot. So we just like did a loop pretty much and then crashed. Apparently.
I don't know how plane crashes work, but slay.
Slay, I guess.
Let's move on to horoscopes.
What's up, whores? It's time for this week's horoscopes.
Aries, dream about Dua Lipa this week.
I'm gonna stay at home. No, it's going to Yeah. Capricorn, do a rain dance.
Libra, have you got security cams? You should get them.
You should.
Someone's lurking.
Mm-hmm.
Might be us.
You watch out. Navi will be at your window. That's my cat, by the way. Gemini, stream Khalid's new song this Friday.
Sagittarius, don't live, love, or laugh. Just be.
Yeah, don't.
No.
Live. Love or laugh.
Love.
Taurus, I want you to generate an AI poem for your bestie. We did it, you can too.
She never leaves.
She's not rich, no.
She's ugly.
Just after her saying it was pretty, like... Yeah.
Like, Jade is a miracle. Jade is the best person on the planet. She is ugly. She's not rich. She has no friends. Savage. Virgo, change your Tinder bio to say, you almost made me drop my croissant.
You almost made me drop my croissant.
Yeah.
You almost made me drop my croissant.
That's why whatever way is like.
Yes, me too.
I've forgotten how Tinder works. Like, I got banned on there a long time ago. Anyways. Kankar? Fuck it. Get a new tattoo.
Get someone's name. Especially if you hate them because it's cursed and then apparently they won't be near you anymore. Because you know how you have your partner's name tattooed? It's cursed and you'll break up. Well, if you just really don't like someone, get their name tattooed. It's cursed. So they won't be in your life anymore.
What if they have an ugly name?
That's a good point.
Break their neck.
Yeah. Only option. I've thought of every other option. Pisces, bleach your brows.
Bleach them. Run it. Leo. Damn, baby, you looking fine today. Woo!
Scorpio, wash your bloody bed sheets.
Wash them now, stinky bitch. Aquarius. Now, I've come up with something. I think Aquarius should unfollow their best friend and see how long it takes for them to find out.
That's evil.
I mean, it would just be like a social experiment, like funny. You're like, hee.
That happened to me, my best friend in primary school.
Did you punch him?
No. It was weird though. We were friends since like, because she was from England, I had his family in New Zealand, so we were both like the only kids with social media from a really young age. So like from year three, we were friends on Facebook. And then one day we just weren't friends. And then, so I friended her again and like nothing had happened. And then we're friends again, but then when it You know how it shows your anniversaries with, like, different friends? It should have been, like, 10 years, but it was, like, 1 year. It's like, I've known this bitch for way longer. I'm getting no recognition for it. Like, Jesus. Anyway.
I've, like, unfollowed people's accounts where I think they're deactive, like, when they're not active.
Yeah.
And they're like, you unfollowed me, and it's like, bitch, you haven't posted since 2016.
Yeah.
I don't want to look at your infant photos, like.
Yep. Especially when they don't have, like, a profile picture or anything.
Yeah, it seems so sketchy. Yeah. Seriously, people. I know that it's, like, trying to keep a low profile for, like, the hackers. If there's a will, there's a way. They'll find out where you live. But, like, just, Jesus. Anyways.
Jesus.
Let's move on to music news. Now, for this week, I think we should do something special because, you know, it's the poem month and stuff like that. We should do an acrostic poem where, like, all of the music news is spelled out music news. What do you think?
I like it.
Yeah?
I like
it
a lot.
You like? Yeah.
I like it. I'm
glad we came to that conclusion. So I'll kick off then.
Mm-hmm.
M. Miley Cyrus and Selena Gomez are in the top 10 of the charts together for the first time since 2013. The world is healing.
Wow, what a throwback. So nostalgic, those two.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking about them. Like, even though Miley Cyrus had her controversial stage, like, everyone still loves her, and she's still such an icon.
I think her twerking stage was one of the most iconic stages. I love all of her music from there. I don't know what that says about me.
Fair enough. That was probably my least favourite Miley stage, was when she was twerking. You know what Ray said? She wants to form a rock band with Charlie XCX, Ivorian Doll, and Rina Sawayama. Well, that's pretty cool. Would you listen to this rock band?
Duh.
If Ray was the main singer.
100%. Ray, Charlie, and Rina, I love them all.
Mm. Is Rina the one that had This Hell?
Mm-hmm.
I love her.
Hurricanes. Cherry, you won't know those ones, they're older, but iconic stuff. S, so Doja Cat, she kind of just confirmed her new album and its name. Well, she tweeted, DC4 has a title now, and then the follow-up tweet was, hashtag Hellmouth.
So it's called Hellmouth?
Mm, probably. Well, but what? How else does that make sense?
Is this the album where she wanted to, like, switch up her entire style?
Oh, she said that as a joke. And the company fell for it. They ran an article about saying it was inspired by 80s German house music. She said, I wrote that to fuck with them. I said that to fuck with them, and look what they've done. They seem like idiots.
They do, though. I fell for it, too. But then again, I just didn't keep up with it, to be honest.
Yeah, fair enough.
I am about to have a panic attack. Lizzo has just announced that she's doing an Australian tour in July while she's here for Splendor.
How splendid. I'm sorry, I'll leave the room.
Bye. This is the Jade podcast.
They can only be one, Dushna. Honestly, I think that'll be cool. Like, I was going to go to Splendor just to see Lizzo, but now that there's, like, that option, I'll rather do that. Because yeah. Splendor is hell and probably the most traumatizing thing. No, not the most, but one of the most traumatizing things that I've ever experienced.
Yeah, I will not be going to Splendor. I would definitely be going to see Lizzo, though.
Mm.
Maybe in Brisbane. That could be cool.
Hopefully she just does, like, a sideshow in Byron.
Yeah.
Well, she's going to be there. May as well.
She might as well.
Duh.
Go to the Beachy or something.
Yeah. C. Congratulations to The Weeknd. He's just been officially labelled the world's most popular artist according to Guinness World Records after achieving two things. Most monthly listeners on Spotify at 111.4 million.
Oh my God.
Monthly listeners. What the fuck?
Are you a monthly listener?
Yep.
I am not.
Yeah, you don't like The Weeknd because you're weird. And he's also the first artist to reach 100 million monthly listeners on Spotify. He's broken his own record like 4 times.
Good on him.
Such a slay.
I wish I liked him more than I do. Well, it's like, he's fine. I just, not a fan of slower music. So, I'm more like into hip-hop.
Blinding Lights.
Like rap.
You're probably like just it. Like sick of it because of how much it's been played, Benny.
Yeah, especially that one.
Well, we've finished the word music. Now I hope you liked our acrostic poem of music news. Let's move on to Crocodile Tank.
I was given the song Bang Bang by Nessa Barrett. I liked it. I think more songs need to start with just a bass line. I think it's a good way to start a song. I also really liked that it was about revenge. I'm a big fan of revenge in songs. And it has like an Olivia Rodrigo vibe if she went through a goth stage. But it's like Olivia Rodrigo's too like pedestal, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm a big fan of like the little giggles in there because it's such like a dark song, but then there's like little female giggles, so it like brings it back to, you know. I didn't think that I would like her voice the entire way through because it's like quite husky and she puts like a few effects on it, but I did. I loved it the whole way through, and the gunshots were a nice little additive. Lots and lots of post-production on the vocals, but it worked out well, and I would listen again. 10 out of 10. Good song.
Yay, I'm so glad. I've been listening to it quite a bit lately, although it came out like a month or two ago. But yeah, really good.
I like it.
Released after a very public breakup, so good comeback song. The song that Jade gave me is Somebody's Love by Mind Over Matter. The beginning reminds me of, I don't know if you've heard the song Need to Know by Wale and SZA.
No.
Well, I think it's the same person that's talking, like the same like 60s like TV show grab.
Yeah.
I think it's the exact same person. Mm-hmm. So there's that. Aussie rap though, so like rip. I hate Aussie rap. I hate it so much. But they sound like Hilltop Hoods.
Mm.
It's actually kind of tripped me out. I was like, Hilltop. I know you.
What are you doing?
I like the chorus. It's groovy. Beat's like boppy. Good beat. And it kind of feels familiar. I wrote that a few times. And look, this is a big thing for me. It doesn't make me want to kill myself, which is pretty good for an Aussie rap song because Aussie rap makes me want to crash my car, drive off a cliff and never see the light of day again. But yeah, no. The ending was cool. I like the sample.
Yeah, that's cool. I always like when, like, people use samples. Also, we're going to be hearing a lot of, like, more recent samples because the Statue of Limitations or whatever's running out for them all. So, like, how we used to only have super old from the 60s sort of grabs, there's going to be stuff from, like, the 80s and stuff soon. I think that'll be cool. So just keep your ears out for that in music because everyone's reaching their thresholds where you're allowed to use it now.
Yeah, it's like when Winnie the Pooh, their thing expired and they made a horror movie about Winnie the Pooh and, like, the pig. Actually, all of them, like, killed the author brutally.
Fair enough.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Kyan and Jade.
We are about to get into April. Isn't that scary?
Yes. I'm almost about to be 22. Don't look at me like that, bitch. You're like 25.
Oh, my God. Oh, grandma.
I get you a walking stick. No.
I need it some days, though.
But honestly, this year's gone by so fast. But yeah, we're almost in April, and this Saturday's going to be April Fool's, so make sure you, like, text your boss and tell him that you are going to quit. Or, actually, you know what? April 1st is a great day to ask out your crush, because if they say no, then you get April Fool's.
Pranked.
But if they say yes, you won.
Yeah. Then your anniversary is just on April 1st.
So that means every day. Just every single, like, anniversary, you're like, hee hee. I would actually remind them, like, after a year, be like, you know, if you had rejected me, I would have said April Fools. But anyways.
Stay toxic.
And we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.